from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Des Fitzpatrick, I was hit over the head over the last 48 hours with arguments from Steelers insiders about should Des Fitzpatrick make the team or not. That's what we do on August 26th when we're about 26 hours away from cuts. We debate the merits of
We got big Des takes in the house.
CeeDee Lamb in the last few minutes just signed an extension with the Cowboys. It's 4 years. It is $34 million a year, and $100 million are guaranteed. He sets a wide receiver record, $38 million with the signing bonus.
He's the second highest paid non-quarterback in league history.
Who's the first?
Don't know. That's what the Sporting News tweeted out. Not Donald. Who would it be?
Is it Jefferson?
Isn't his deal slightly more than Jefferson, or am I crazy?
I thought Jefferson was 35 a year. Maybe all the guaranteed money is more?
No, you're right. It's Jefferson.
Okay.
Jefferson got four 140. He's a million less a year. You're correct. Man, can I start with something just on this?
Sure.
A guy who does like the daily email newsletter for The Athletic, Chris Vanini. I remain baffled by all the giant wide receiver contracts in recent years when the position's deeper than ever and rookies are constantly breaking through.
That's a great point. And here's my question back to that. If that's the case, then how are we so depleted at wide receiver? Whenever there's a discussion about the draft, and this is not just a Steelers or local point that gets made, it almost gets made as much as Tomlin has never had a losing season. You hear, well, the Steelers know wide receivers. They know how to pick wide receivers. If there's one thing this organization excels at in the draft, they can find wide receivers anywhere. Look at where they picked Antonio Brown. We're in a situation where Des Fitzpatrick is one of the main talking points as far as the Steelers roster configuration because it's such a weak position for them. All the accolades and plaudits and compliments that get paid towards the Steelers about how they find wide receivers, we're in this predicament because apparently, Chris, the well has run pretty dry on that. That's why they're in this Brandon Ayuk quandary. That's why we're... Should they call the Texans about John Mechie? Oh, Sterling...
What does Aaron Wilson think about that, Donnie?
Sterling Shepard just got released. Should they kick the tires on him?
Who's the funniest name? Juju's gone, he's back to the warm, comforting bosom of the Chiefs.
Which speaks to my point on him. The Chiefs evidently like him enough where they think they can still win games for him. If he's good enough for Andy Reid, he would have been good enough for me.
But that's all right. But we might get the Chiefs discard pile here.
Kadarius Toney. Yeah.
Yes. Hey, what would you like? You guys in Pittsburgh, do you want a guy who drops a lot of passes and appears to be a malcontent teammate?
One of my thoughts on the Steelers going into the season is, and it has very little to do with the preseason games because I no longer put any stock in those after
you're reformed.
We were bamboozled by Kenny Pickett last year.
Stop lumping me in to make yourself feel better. I was much more even-keeled about that.
You still were optimistic about him. You didn't
all
think he was going
to
get...
Huge difference between he's going to get MVP votes and he did all he could do to give people confidence
okay.
this preseason.
Well, I'm just saying, we liked the performance of Kenny Pickett in last year's preseason. That's undeniable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, keep it going here.
Keep
it moving.
Right now, my take on this team is I don't look at Russell Wilson as their biggest problem. I don't look at their quarterback situation as something that is going to sink their season. I think Russell Wilson can do a good job. I just think he needs another weapon. If they don't get a Brandon Ayuk or a major upgrade at the wide receiver position, I'm not picking them to make the playoffs. I don't think on paper they're a playoff caliber team without one more guy to get the ball to. And we see that Wilson can get it to Pickens. He still, that was not a deep ball per se, but he still, what he wants to,
he can put outside, a good ball outside the numbers.
He can get the ball down the field. He did in the Buffalo game when they didn't get the second foot inbounds. Russell Wilson still has that in his repertoire, but he just has one guy. That's it on the outside.
You're not impressed by Van Jefferson?
I am not.
Are you not entertained by Van Jefferson?
I am not. Arthur Smith wasn't entertained by Van Jefferson in Atlanta last
Michael
year.
Michael Pruitt
barely used
catching
him.
The beautiful seam ball from
Fields?
Well,
that was from Fields. Fields is not as allergic to using the middle of the field as Russell Wilson is. I just think that they need one more guy. And without that,
But you just don't think they need one more guy. You think they need one more very good player. Well, like, ultimately, they could have brought Juju in. Does that really count as one more guy?
No, probably not, Chris. You're right about that. But I would still feel better about wide receiver with him on the team than how it currently stands or how it currently sits with them. Look, with Arthur Smith, they are not going to be this team that employs four wide receiver or anything like that. The guy used two tight end sets in Atlanta more than he did three wide receiver sets. So you don't need a lot of them. But you need more than one. If Pickens misses five games with a ankle sprain, what do you do then?
There are college teams with better receiving
corps. You try to run Army or Navy's offense for those games?
Can you imagine how happy certain Steelers fans would be if they did it? Finally, the wishbone has returned to its rightful place.
I'm just saying, like, you guys can tell me I'm wrong, but with their current offense, the way it is right now, with no big wide receiver here currently to go with Pickens, would you pick them to make the playoffs today?
No.
Donnie, would you?
No, I wouldn't.
No, I don't think so.
I think they could have a winning season, but I feel like it'd be 9-8 or a 10-7 that misses. I mean, I have two takes that are, I don't think they have to be tied at the hip. I think they can be mutually exclusive, and that's that I think a trade for Brandon Ayuk would be ill-advised in the sense that I don't think the player is going to be worth what you'd have to pay him or what you'd have to even give back in draft capital, even though it's not going to be a first-round pick if you end up somehow doing this deal because it's dragged on for so long. I don't think the juice is worth the squeeze there, and yet I also think that, yes, they are bereft at the position. And you asked to start the show today, how have we gotten to this point? I thought the Steelers could draft wide receivers. Here's the real truth of it, and here's why there is a wide receiver bubble, because it is at least somewhat quarterback-dependent. Find me a wide receiver who wants big money and gets big money that has a legitimately bad quarterback throwing them the ball. Bad. There isn't one. Lamb has Prescott, who has his detractors, especially in the postseason where he appears to just not have it. Dak Prescott fills up numbers and was the MVP runner-up, right? Like, you have good receivers because, in part, you have good quarterbacks, and nobody seems to be able to decide.
Well, there are guys that were on bad teams. I mean, DJ Moore in Carolina, Terry McLaurin in Washington.
DJ Moore with last year with Fields, who objectively I think is a bad quarterback if you go by wins and losses, had a huge season. You know what's going to be a great telltale sign as to whether or not wide receiver really is this valuable? Sam Darnold's going to be throwing the ball to Justin Jefferson. If Justin Jefferson has 110 catches for 1,500 yards and 11 touchdowns,
I think he will.
Okay, but then you can say Justin Jefferson made the other guy. You ask why the Steelers, and this will please you, this will warm your heart, the cockles of your heart to hear me say this. You want to know why they've had less luck drafting wide receivers lately? They don't have Ben Roethlisberger throwing them the ball.
I don't think it's just that, because these guys like Chase Claypool are just out of the league after being second-round picks.
Well, that one's a bizarre one because he burst on the scene with a very good rookie year. He was supposed to be a high-character guy. None of those two things held serve. And now, well, he's out of the league now partly because he got hurt. Because if you listen to all the people in Buffalo, he was showing out in a big way.
Mm.
And then he got hurt.
Again, I will say practice in shorts and preseason football means diddly poo.
You know, Bill Belichick, right. You know Bill Belichick puts more stock in practice than preseason ball. That's what he told McAfee.
Was McAfee sober for that interview, or was everybody still drunk from their trip to Ireland?
See, I didn't see a single second of their Ireland show where everyone said Pat was just absolutely hammered doing radio or doing sports talk. But apparently, it was pretty rough.
He was just downing Guinness after Guinness. I watched it on
Friday. Low percentage alcohol beer, though. Actually, surprisingly healthy beer.
Splitting the G.
That's what he called it.
I think that's what people say now when they drink Guinness.
Splitting the G.
I've never heard that
like
in my life.
Like the G in Guinness. On the glass?
Yeah.
That's what people say, like, when you take your first gulp.
God, are people lame. I feel so old. Just drink your Guinness. You don't have to have a catchphrase.
For the record, I don't think that...
No, I'm not yelling at you, Donnie. Relax.
I don't think that the CeeDee Lamb contract is enough for Ayuk to say, well, now I'm worth that. Because I think CeeDee Lamb recognizes that he's not going to get Justin Jefferson money. And I think Ayuk knows that he can't demand...
Well, there's a hierarchy. There's a hierarchy to this. CeeDee Lamb for me is at worst the fourth best receiver in the league. For me, it's in some order. It's Jefferson 1, Hill, Chase, and Lamb. Ayuk, you know where I'd put him. Well behind that.
Oh, like 30th. He's barely ahead of Van Jefferson on your list of.
I'm not even sure if he is. He hasn't put anything on tape in a while. Maybe Jefferson is better. Kidding.
He made the trip to Vegas and he apparently did not look happy on the sidelines and was not wearing 49ers gear.
I don't care.
I know you don't.
I don't care until something happens. The second with Brandon Ayuk, I will start to care again.
Maybe a CeeDee Lamb deal gets the ball rolling again here. If not, we're going to start to, in the next day and a half, start to look over and comb through these guys that are going to get cut.
Do you love tomorrow, like cut day, just because you get all this flood of players that some of whom have to be useful and some of whom aren't?
Do I love it?
Like, are you a guy that has a football... Okay, I'm just saying, football nerds all love the draft. Everyone, and like...
No, it's not even close to
the
draft.
The real nerds love night two and day three, right, Donnie? Where does cut down day, where you're sorting over the detritus, it's like a shipwreck and you're looking for the flotsam and the jetsam, where does that rank for Pony, football nerd?
You know, my mom and dad used to, like, my mom would get high and then go to, like, antique things.
Like antique shops?
Yeah. You know, trying to find these...
Bongs for the future?
No,
like, she'd take a glass-blown lamp and be like, you know, I think I could smoke out of that.
Old valuable items.
Sure.
So I guess in that respect, maybe the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
So she was a flea market fan?
Yes. No. More like antique stores.
Oh, like so formally. Oh, then she's not
in
really finding a bargain.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.